News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Move over speed dating, a new experience for singles is in town. News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
It may sound like the rumble of any pub of a Wednesday evening, but tonight at Foley's on Dublin's Merrion Row, something quite novel is happening.
Hey ladies, hold on to your knickers. This is Mr. Sexy Shane.
Pitch a Friend is a viral dating event new to our shores that sees singletons pitched to a crowd of eligibles by a generous friend.
If you're looking for someone who prefers the great outdoors over Netflix and chill, Avi is your girl. She's hiked the Himalayas and conquered Kilimanjaro, so your tick not walk at the weekend, child's play.
The singles hype man or woman has 3 minutes to deliver a PowerPoint presentation outlining their friends' green flags, dating preferences and special interests. And a two-minute Q&A afterwards allows the audience to ask any follow-up questions for the hopeful in the hot seat.
My surname? Trepiorowski. Do you want to try and pronounce it? No.
It's the brainchild of Lucas Shafour, founder of the Seattle Social Club, who is in town for tonight's dating event in a consultant capacity.
With the dating apps, like, anyone can create a perfect profile, and then you show up and they don't match a single thing, right? Because it's all idealistic. And so that gets really stressful if you're doing that over and over, and then you're going into this connection being very nervous, and that can make it really hard to sort of put on your best self. Mm. Dating does not have to be stressful. It does not have to feel like something you need to take a break from. It should be fun. It should be lighthearted. So, like, everyone should feel comfortable going to these kinds of events.
The idea may work in ever-earnest America, but how will it fare in the Irish market?
I think we're going to see a lot of humour tonight. I think Irish people obviously love to have a laugh. Irish people are a little bit more hesitant, I suppose, to kind of big themselves up, but they do love their friends and they're great storytellers, you know, so I think we're going to see a lot of that tonight.
Grainne O'Hogan is the organiser of Pitch a Friend Ireland.
We have civil engineers, we have software developers, we have architects, we have doctors. We have not one, but at least two people who have hiked Kilimanjaro. We have people who have worked in Clarence House under King Charles. So I'm really hoping tonight is a success and people come away having made at least some new friends and some good connections and maybe more.
Tonight's 80-person event is sold out, and Grainne has already been asked to run similar evenings in Cork, Galway and even Dingle. Why the appetite?
Especially in your 30s for a lot of people, your friend group starts to evolve. You know, people have other commitments. They have partners, they have kids, and you need a new way to evolve your social circle. So I think the more you can create these kind of events where people have that chance just to meet other people their age who are maybe in the same, more of a similar phase of life to them, I just think that's a huge bonus.
After the presentations and before the raffle, attendees mingle and have a chance to approach potential matches. How have they found the evening so far?
Well, for me, it was kind of a surprise just seeing how much love there was with the friends pitching their friends. I was kind of here on the single night's basis, but I was really taken aback with how much love they had for their friends. And that's kind of, warm and squishy.
She was hinting at it at lunch on Saturday, and then I was like, surely she's not serious. And then she was deadly serious. Katie was best person at my wedding recently, and I was kind of like, she said lovely things about me, and this is kind of one of those moments where you talk about someone publicly. And I was like, okay, yeah.
I just met him, because tell me about you in 10 seconds. And I did, and he pitched me. That was lovely. I have to say, the entire atmosphere is just incredibly welcoming, gorgeous, lovely, lovely.
You know, you go to these singles events and usually there's no hook to them. You just have to wander around and chat to people, whereas this is entertainment. If nothing else happens on the night, that's been hilarious.
Now I'm not sure we met someone, but I'm having a nice burger.
There's always a silver lining.
Yeah, I was chasing the burger more than the guys, sorry.
Yeah, it's a little bit more personal. Like, you get a feel for the person. You know, their friends are talking about them, so you get a good idea of their strengths and these others. It's definitely different to the app type setup, for sure. Hopefully, the more the same, more similar stuff will, appear.
And that was News Talk's Sarah Madden reporting there on that new experience for singles.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.